Ready now?
Yep.
Alright, I'm ready.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Big News Show. It's me, Ben Bailey, of course, the same guy that was just playing those drums. I hope you enjoyed that. We really went for it. We're like, you know what? Let's put some drums in the beginning of the show. What the heck? How's it going, everybody? Welcome to Big News Show, episode number 2. We did one episode of the big debacle, and now we're on to 2 episodes of the Big News Show. Hopefully things are good. Hopefully you guys are good. It's been cold around here. I don't know about where you guys are, but whoa, it's that kind of cold when you go out and you just start screaming about how cold it is. It's like the cold when strangers tell other strangers, obviously if one person is a stranger, the other one is to them as well. Strangers tell other strangers, it's so cold that strangers yell to you that it's cold when you're both out in it. You're like, hey, how you doing? Like, it's freezing out here. It's fucking freezing out here. You're like, I know it is because I'm out here too and it hurts. That's when you know it's cold, when it's actually painful. 30 seconds in, you're like, I'm going to have to run, or I'm literally going to be over. Like, run. It's so cold that you just run. You scream and run. And you see people from a distance, they look happy. And you get up close, you're like, no, they're just frozen. They stepped outside, and they went, and they got stuck. And they're just stuck like that. And they look so happy from a distance, and they're frozen in pain. It's freezing out here. It's so cold this time of year that in New York City, you can't tell which people are homeless. Everybody looks homeless in January. Everybody's got on 5 hats, 4 scarves, 3 pairs of mittens, all their jackets, staggering around the city with snot frozen to their lip, carrying a cup of dried out old frozen coffee. Everybody looks homeless. You can't tell. I made like $7.50 one afternoon. People just kept throwing, like, this is a latte. I just got this. These are $300 pants. I'm not a homeless man. You know, the cold weather sucks. I would prefer the cold to the hot, though, especially in Manhattan, because when it's hot in Manhattan, it smells awful. It's horrible. It's like, you walk one block in Manhattan in July, you smell 100 different smells that could down a horse. It's just one after another. You're like, oh, 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 God, run, run, get back to the car. It's not going away. I think you know a smell is bad when it starts to affect your other senses. All right, if you're standing on the corner and a garbage truck goes by and you are momentarily blind from it, that's a bad smell. You're just on the corner screaming, I can't see, I can't see. That is a bad smell. And it's a weird mix of smells, right? It's not all bad. There's some good stuff in the city, too. You know, it's like shit, piss, garbage, donuts. Oh, Oh! Now, why is it that when you smell a bad smell, you immediately smell it again? Just to see if you can identify it, right? You're like, oh, God, was that? Oh, yep. That was rotten meat, all right. Good thing I smelled it twice. Now when I'm telling people about this, I can specify precisely what the odor was that burned all the hair from my nose and left me blind and stupid for about a half an hour. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with him? A garbage truck. What happened to your friend? Garbage truck went by. Stinks in Manhattan in the summertime, man. It's great. It's quieter, but it smells horrible. In the winter, mm-hmm. you don't smell anything. You can still see all the stuff, but you don't smell it at all. It's much better. It's much better. Not in the subway, though. Smells like piss in the subway, no matter what season it is. Year-round, it smells like piss in the New York City subway system. Now, I think it's because people are pissing down there. I'm not absolutely certain. Admittedly, it's just a theory. But I feel that it's a strong theory. Certainly smells like a strong theory. Smells like piss in the subway year-round, and that is not even the thing that I hate the most about the subway. The thing I hate the most about the subway is getting to the bottom of the stairs when I get off the train and getting stuck behind these really slow people when I'm trying to get back up to the street. It happens to me all the time. It happens to me every time I take the subway, and my question is this. How the hell do they keep beating me to the stairway? They're the slowest people on the whole train, but I can't get to that stairway before they do to save my own life. How is that possible? What, do they get off the train and run as fast as they can to the bottom of the steps? And by the time they get there, they're so tired from the run that they're barely able to make the climb at all. Mm-hmm. I'm behind them, like, get out of the way! You should have paced yourselves, you assholes! Now I'm going to be late! Because you don't know how to run a short foot race up and down stairs. How the hell did you get here before I did? I did that bit in a club one time. This guy in the back of the room goes, they were on the train that arrived before yours. I couldn't even get mad at the guy. I kind of felt bad for him, you know. Obviously, he didn't understand what was happening. Here I was telling him a joke. And he thought I was giving him a word problem. Right, everyone else is laughing. He's sitting there like, the people on train A arrive at the station at 11:41. The people on train B arrive at 11:42. No matter how quickly the people arriving on train B race toward the stairway, the people who arrived on train A will arrive there before they do. Word problem sucked. And living in Manhattan in the summer kind of sucks because you're like, you're trying to dodge the smells. You come out, you're like, oh, I see a garbage pile. I'm going to cross. Oh, my God, there's another one. Oh, my God, they're everywhere. When it gets bad in New York, it's bad. The garbage is literally piled up higher than your head. Mm. And that's my head, and I have a pretty high head. Last time I looked, my head was pretty high, if you know what I mean. Oh, my God, my head is so high. But not as high as the freaking garbage. In New York City. I would like to be back in New York. I'd love to get back in there and start driving that taxi around again from time to time. Ooh. Yeah, not cash cab. I'm just going to drive a cab just to fuck with people because they'll get in. They'll be like, oh my God, it's a cash cab. They're like, no, nope. I'm just a cab. It's just a cab. I'm a cab driver now. COVID turned me from game show host to taxi driver. Not many cabs left in New York. It was hard to get a cab in the past. Mm. There were when we at the open of the show says there's 13,000 cabs, right? Wow. There were more than that before COVID, and then it shut down so harshly that it was down to like at one point there was like 50 in Manhattan. There were 50 cabs or in New York City rather, and then now it's back up, but only to like 900.
Wow!
So it's like a tiny fraction of what it used to be. And all the game shows in cabs, gone. Completely gone. Well, the only one I know of. There's one guy, like, on the Lower East Side, like, wrong old buddy. He's been running a game show out of his cab. Those guys are out there, the cash cab, like, you know, impersonators.
Yeah.
One night I was walking in the Village, and I'm walking along, and I hear these guys, like, oh, I hear somebody go, oh, shit, it's the cash cab. I was like, no, it isn't. because I'm standing on the street, but they haven't seen me. And I go over and I look, and these guys are pretending they're in the cash cab. They got all these people gathered around. They're doing a shout out. I'm like, look at the driver. See who's driving that thing. But I thought it was kind of fun. I feel like people should do that, but not me, because people would be too disappointed if it's actually me doing it. But it would be fun, just once. We should make a reel of those where I pick people up and say they're not on cash cab, or they're like, this is it, and I pretend I have no idea what they're talking about. Oh, they'd be really upset. They'd be very, very disappointed. So that's it, you guys. That's it for the stand-up portion of the show. I hope you like the comedy club that I installed in my basement. This is the Big News Show, episode number 2. We have high hopes for this. I hope you guys can share it and like it and all that stuff that will help us, because we need it. And this is our life now. This is all we have left. You must help us. But yeah, that's it for the stand-up comedy for this particular episode. I'm going to head over to Vic's Bar, which is where I go after a set, and have a beer and talk about some stuff, man. I'll see you guys over there.
Nice. Hey,
welcome to Vic's Bar and No Grill. Can I get a beer? Thanks, man. Look at this. I got a beer waiting for me. I love this place.
Cheers.
How's it going?
I got a pink drink.
Oh, wow. What have you got?
I got watermelon juice.
Watermelon juice.
Special day.
Wow. Cheers. That's fantastic. Well, you know, I know you love the watermelon juice, but the one time I was at a casino in Vegas and they had watermelon juice. And it was like, oh, my God, let's get watermelon juice. And then we got it and we were like, it just tastes like, just exactly like watermelon. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like, oh my God, this is like this amazing. Like, if you eat a grapefruit, that's one thing. But if you drink grapefruit juice, like the juice to me is like, it just has a little more kick to it. Watermelon juice didn't have that kick. Huh. Really, it was just me. Everyone else thought it was great.
You don't really like watermelon.
You know what? I think we just discovered the root of the whole problem. And I was like, this is so good. I'm like, it's not that great.
Are you like,
well, do you like watermelon, Ben? Not really. Well, there you go. Cheers to that, everyone. One mystery solved already.
Cheers.
Oh, man. I hope you guys enjoyed that that crazy drum open. We're going to be working. I am going to be... got new headphones and the cord's a little short. I'm going to be working different instruments in. I'm going to try to be like playing something new for you guys. Maybe every time. I don't know. Try to have at least a little bit of something new for you guys. Like this is new.
That was really great, babe.
Yeah, I didn't do what I wanted to do. I had this whole drum thing I was going to do and then I just didn't do it at all. You know how that happens?
No.
You don't know what I mean? When you prepare for something, you're like, all right, this is what I'm going to do. And then you go to do it, and you just don't do what you planned even a little bit.
So what did you do instead?
I did that. What you heard.
I mean, like...
That's the part that you already know, right?
I heard it, but, like, you were just ad-libbing, you went with another thing.
I just, like, started doing what I got a little nervous, I guess. I was like, oh, my God, I'm about to play drums in front of 11 people, and it's... We also have this new thing, which I think is pretty cool. I have added some stand-up dates to the calendar, you guys.
That is awesome.
They are currently scrolling across the bottom of your screen and our screen as well.
That looks really cool, man.
That looks pretty good, right?
That is awesome.
Thank you. And it's got the dates on there.
And
I think they're accurate. The guy who put them in was pretty close to the whole situation. It's me. If they're not, it's my fault, but... Yeah, I'm going to Oklahoma City in a couple of weeks. I'm going to be in Bricktown at the Bricktown Comedy Club in Oklahoma City like 2 weeks from now. That's February 4th and 5th, if I read my own typing correctly. Then the good old funny bone in St. Louis, February 18 and 19. I think I'm going to be at this place right here in Jersey, the Shore Club in Spring Lake Heights on the 26th, Saturday the 26th. But I don't have a link or anything for tickets yet, and I'm kind of wondering if that's still going to happen. I think it is.
They're the brand new place, right?
They're just like we're thinking about doing comedy here. And I'm a little like,
so you booked,
is it going to happen?
Still thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm booked, and they're like, we think we're going to have a club by then. We don't now, but we think by the time you get here, we'll have a comedy club for you. So we'll see about
God,
that
I
one.
I hope so.
But yeah, there's some dates in DC. I'll be in DC. I'm doing some shows in the sea. I'm doing some shows on the land and some shows on the sea.
I thought you were like...
Oh, there's our crackle. Did you hear the crackle?
Yeah.
Son of a crackle. We've been working on that thing. Kieran, what did we decide we were going to do? Unplug, if it crackled, unplug and re-plug? Or just touch? Did that help?
Kind of.
Guys, we've been like...
No.
No. Like, I think that did it. No.
No.
All right, I'm unplugging and re-plugging.
It happened during... It seems to, like, come to a peak. Here's the peak. And then we start to sound like aliens from another planet downloading something, and then...
About to kill your mic for a second, babe. And plugged it back
and
in.
And then... There's still a little crackle there.
There's still a crackle. All right, so what we thought worked...
It's doing its improvement thing.
What we thought worked for the crackle doesn't work. Son of a crackle. I'm going to have to make a graphic for this crackle. That's the only way. If we can't get rid of it, I'm going to have to work it into the show. To do a whole sketch about how one of us is, like, surviving in the sea and just barely coming through on radio. Like, we have to write a segment that has this crackle in it.
It seems to happen intermittently because, like, well, periodically, I should say.
You hear that?
It happened...
Tiny feats of strength.
During your standoff as well.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Great! Is that better? Does that sound better?
It does sound better.
That sounds good.
All right. Holy snap. We had snap, we had crackle, we had pop. We had all the Rice Krispies covered, and we killed all of those little sons of bitches. Maybe it was that. That seems to have done
maybe.
Something, at least for now. Guys, sorry about the crackle. We're going to have to, like, I'm telling you, I'm going to write a segment that has a crackle in it, and we're going to have to, like, sell crackle bars or something to get people to patch this up. Because I would hate it if I was watching or trying to listen to something and it was crackling like that. So I'm very sorry about that.
I bet that would fix it if we ordered like 5,000 crackle bars.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Dear Nestle, we need your help. We just want to spend some money on your crackle so that our crackle will go away.
That's a real thing, a crackle bar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. I think so. I don't know. I don't know what's what anymore. At some point, I just like got old, and I'm not a. And I just now I don't even drink. I just hold the beer right next to my mouth for like a half hour.
I think it's just me because like I didn't grow up here, and then I've been away from home for too long, so I get confused. But it's
yeah,
it's you too, hey?
It's you too.
It's too
the
much
band,
information.
You too. It's too much information. There's too much to keep track of.
There's a point where you're like. Did I learn that at school, or am I just making it up? Or
I don't remember.
Was it in a movie I saw?
I do that with my bits. Like, I didn't know what I was going to do as far as stand-up tonight.
Slow sons of bitches that they are.
Slow sons of bitches as they may be.
You missed that little bit.
Ah, yes, I did, and you remembered it.
It's so funny. As you, like, you got to that point, I was like, oh, my God, I remember. I remember that bit.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I'm very flattered. That's one of my favorite
bits that I ever
have written. I love that bit. Mm. And I had no plan of doing it tonight. I just started talking about the cold. I don't think I've done that bit in years.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It was really fun that it kind of came back. I know I missed a couple of those little nuances. Like, you know, you remembered a line that I forgot.
Yeah.
I remembered it, but I wasn't sure how to get there. Slow sons of bitches as they may be.
Someone was mentioning it on YouTube.
Was mentioning that bit?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And the special.
Oh, cool.
Which
one is it on?
It's on the Comedy Central.
Oh, it's on the Presents, the half hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Which? You can watch. Well, a while back, maybe a couple of years ago now, I don't know if they still have it on Amazon Prime, but it was on there, and you could look and find by comedian the half hour, and yours was on there.
Oh, you could search me out on the Comedy Central special?
Yeah, yeah.
Or on Comedy Central's website or on Amazon
but
Prime?
But on their website, too, I think, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
But
that's a fun one, you guys. Check that one out. I had a good time doing that.
Yeah, it was cool.
I won't say any name. I won't mention any names, but the guy who I taped with was a total douche and went like 35 minutes long on his set. He taped before me.
That's a long.
It was way long. It was way long.
That's a lot of time to go over by.
It is, and then it's like, dude, I'm taping a special for the network too here. Like, you know, I went up and murdered. I'll be honest. I crushed. I blew the doors off the fucking place. Everybody knew who the king was. No, it went very well, despite that. But yeah, that was bullshit.
Yeah.
It's a shitty thing to do to somebody when you're taping.
Yeah.
Just like, I am so much more important than you, you know. But whatever. My life is my life, okay? And his is his, and that's that. I'm going to blow that shit up. Boom! And then I think maybe we'll do this.
Ah. Well, that's what I was thinking of. I did go to YouTube, and I grabbed,
You went to MyTube? And you grabbed a little something? You
grabbed some viewer questions.
Nice.
So I have.
Excellent.
I have them for you. Which one would you like?
The first one. I'll go with door number two, actually.
Okay. So Darlene Almquist.
Darlene Almquist.
Alm.
Alm with an A?
Yep.
Hello, Darlene. Hello.
I love her name.
That's a nice name. Darlene. Yeah. You like Darlene or you like Almquist as well or the whole package?
I like Almquist particularly, but it's a great combo.
Almquist.
She
I think that's Danish for fast tree. Just made that, completely made that up. Let me know, Darlene, if I'm anywhere close to that.
Well, as someone who did speak Danish, I'd say.
I know. I was like, don't say a language that either of you guys knows, you dummy. I couldn't come up with one. The ones that one of us knows were the only planets on Earth in that moment. All right. So what's Darlene's question?
She says, why don't people close the door when they get out of the cab?
Oh, I like the question, Darlene. That's a damn good question. For them, not for me. I don't know. I'm in the front seat. Like, do I have to get out now? You know. Eventually, one of the cash cabs had the thing where you could just push the button and the door would close, and it was fantastical.
Oh yeah.
But there was often one of the PAs on the show that was part of their job was close the door after the people get out because they always leave the door open. Honestly, they're just like dumbfounded and blind with excitement, and they just.
Or rage.
Or rage,
if they've lost.
Yeah. Bull shark! Bull shark! This guy got out with screaming, bull shark.
Wow.
Because that was the answer that they missed.
Oh, right.
And he was so mad, just screaming, bull shark, on the corner. And it was one of a few times where people were angry and yelling something over and over that it was like, dude, that doesn't make any sense to anyone. You're just this crazy dude yelling, bull shark, on the corner. And for like several months after that, bull shark took the place of bullshit on the crew. Bull shark. We had so much fun doing that. Like everywhere in Manhattan, a few years ago, everywhere in Manhattan would bring up some kind of cool memory for me from shooting cash cab. Now it looks like a different city. Like what happened to New York? It just looks totally different.
More recently. Yeah.
It's just, you know, certain parts of town, especially like where Hudson Yards is unrecognizable. Like I think I talked about it on the show in the past. The only thing, I was trying to come home from the city, and the only thing that made it clear to me where I was this old beat up Lincoln Tunnel sign. Like all the buildings were brand new and 10 times the ones that were there, and they're like, you know, glass and modern, where it was like there's that same old sign. Thank God, did I know where to turn because of that thing? It just felt totally different. But everywhere in Manhattan, everywhere, I have these memories from cash cab.
Yeah.
One time we had a question. What's the term for a nuclear device triggered by a detonator other than the detonator that it was built to work with, right? And the answer is dirty bomb.
Oh.
And these guys didn't get it. Mm. And so they got really angry.
Wow.
And they got out on the corner of 53rd and 3rd and were screaming dirty bomb.
Oh, no.
I'm like, guys, hey, c-
Come here.
Oh, my God.
I go, think about what you're doing. Think about what you're doing right now.
A little too caught up in the game.
Oh, my. They were like.
The world isn't
there. They were like so gone in it. Right. A few times people have gotten like super angry. I know there must be times from other game shows because, you know, people get pretty upset when they lose. But yeah, they're screaming dirty bomb in Midtown Manhattan in the middle of the afternoon.
Oh, God.
But, you know how Manhattan is? People are just like, like get out of the way. Could you get out of the way?
Get off the street, you
My friend Chris Arcudi, this comic Chris Arcudi, whom you've met, baby. He was having a great. He was doing impression. It was my impression of a New Yorker witnessing a homicide, and then he would go, "Oh." It's a great bit, and there's a lot of truth in it. Like, the people are so, hardened from just seeing all the crazy shit that they see all the time.
Yeah.
I guess New York is on my mind, man. I'm just chatting about it. But
I'm in a New York state of mind. Well, you.
How's that for a long answer to your question, Darlene?
But your stand-up was all.
Was all New York
based
as
there.
Well. Yeah, were you feeling it?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, I could smell the urine.
and the garbage. I do not miss
the
smell.
Oh, that garbage smell. Oof.
God.
You just hold your breath and run down the street. Literally, like, no exaggeration. Just run until you're past the garbage.
Oh, so.
Let's sing for a moment, eh? Thanks for the question, Darlene. You blew it up.
Okay, my question from your stand-up. Well, you were saying.
Oh, Emma has a question. I don't have any graphics for your questions.
You were saying you had. Someone on the street was doing a shout out pretending they were the cash cab.
Yeah, yeah, these guys were in another cab pretending it was a cash cab.
Did you go over?
No, I decided not to.
Oh, that would have been.
I was literally across the street and people were swarming it like they were giving away free something cupcakes.
Oh, right.
And I was like,
would be kind of fun just go to peer in, but then you'd get stuck doing like.
Everyone would have like shit themselves.
1,000 selfies.
And I was like, it might just really confuse everybody, too. Like, at some point, they're going to look at the driver and go, this isn't the cash cab. But then if I was standing behind them when that happened, they'd be like, oh, maybe it is. Wait a minute.
What's this new segment of the game?
Yeah, you know, it's weird. It happened. I think cash cab is one of those things that was just kind of on people's mind in general for a while, especially in New York, because, like, many different times I overheard people talking about me or about the show when I was right near them, but they didn't know that I was sitting there. On the subway, it happened twice.
Not expecting.
People are talking about cash cab, and I'm sitting behind them on the subway, and they don't know it.
Yeah.
And I'm just, it happened the first time, and I just was like, just kind of sat there with my back to them and didn't say anything. And then the second time, I was like, yeah, I've heard of that show. It's a pretty good show. And they were just like, just frozen looking at me. I was like. And then my stop came, the doors opened, and I was like, pew! I took off.
Wow.
Anyway, we could tell cash cab stories for hours, but that's what you guys want, so we're not going to do that. Just kidding. We are live from Vic's Bar, everybody, and we have a cool new logo that says so.
Nice.
Cheers. Cheers to the late, great Mr. Vic Henley.
Cheers.
The bar's namesake. Miss you, buddy. All right. Well, I think on that note, maybe we should go and consult the wise old man on the mountain and see what he has to say.
Yeah.
He lives nearby. We go up and visit him once in a while, do a little something live. He offers little bits of wisdom.
Nice.
Let's check in with him real quick. You ever get one of those little things like where you got like a little piece of skin? It's next to your fingernail, but it's like a little flap. It's like a little perfectly shaped, like a flap of skin. It's like a skin flap. It's right next to your. It's like right on the edge of your fingernail. It's like right like here's your fingernail, and then it circles around, and then you got like this little flap. It's like as pain. It's so painful. It's this tiny little perfect rectangular tiny little skin flap. It's painful. It's like It's like eye surgery level pain, and it's just this tiny. It's a little flap. How does a little flap hurt that much? And what do you call those? What is that? Hold on. Put that down. What are those? Is that like a? I've heard people call it a hang nail, but a hang nail. Like I don't understand. It's not a nail. It's a piece of skin. It's a flap. So if it's a flap of skin, how is it a hangnail? And if that was a hangnail, the little skin flap was a hangnail, then what is it when you have like a little bit of a nail that's hanging off of the rest of the nail? That's a hangnail. To me, that's always been a hangnail. So then what's a little skin flap called? And if that is a hangnail, then what is a hanging nail if it's not a hangnail? You tell me. I don't know.
Well, thanks, wise old man on the mountain. That was extremely enlightening.
That was great.
he's really full of wisdom, that fella. I'm glad we popped in on him. And the crackle is Beckle. Now I just touched it.
Exactly.
I feel like there's like some sort of a charge or something. Like, what is that?
That's what I've been saying.
I'm gonna pop this out again. Saying. I'm gonna pop it out and pop it in again.
Here comes the pop.
They can't see me. They're just on you.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm back. Hello, everyone. I'm here, too. You can see
what I'm doing now. Is it gone again? No. Yes.
Yeah. It's yeah? It's less...
Oh, son of a crackle. That's going to be the name of it.
It's lessened.
Oh, so sorry, you guys.
That was hilarious, babe.
It's the wise old man on the mountain.
Wise old man. That's what you've been doing down here lately.
That's what I've been working on.
Late
yeah.
night.
Well, I mean, I invited him over, and he enlightened me.
Nice.
He told me, he shared a bunch of stuff with me, which gradually we're going to get to, you guys. You'd think maybe he'd be helpful with this crackle shit.
That would be good.
I just don't understand what could be causing it.
Mm.
Like, we've shut everything down that might be doing it, right? Like, yeah. We unplugged the fridge. None of the phones are not, none of them doing nothing. Anyway, you know what we haven't done yet? And that's a cash cab drive-by.
Still.
Didn't fix it in the layer sets. Let's go black screen it and then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I've definitely been out at a. At a club or a bar.
It's fun. It's fun little tune.
And seen that guy.
Seen that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was me. That was me. Like, who's that D-bag?
Oh,
stay away from him.
Yeah. You know what? You can't stay away from them, though. They just dance up on you.
They do. Well, you, not me. Once in a while. Once or twice. Sometimes yeah. I'm like, why wouldn't you think a fella might show some interest? Not that I'm looking, but I'd like to just have that.
You'd like to have some more interest. Take it in you.
No. I worked at a gym. My buddy Jeff had a gym, Jeff's Gym.
Mm.
Clever title, clever name. It was pretty funny. It said Jeff's Gym. It was a personal training gym. It was back when I was a trainer. I worked there as a trainer. It was great. It was a cool little slogan. It was called Jeff's Gym, and then it said, this time it's personal. And we had a great time up there. But so it was right in the middle of the West Village, so it was a fairly large percentage of the population of the area is gay men.
Mm.
And I learned, like, what it is to be a woman walking down the street and get, like, whistled at and catcalled and all that. It's not a great feeling. It's like, I wish I had more clothing to put on right now. Like,
I'm very exposed.
Well, yeah, some guy was like, those are some sexy pants. And I was just like, oh. Oh. Breaking news. We interrupt this evening's broadcast to give you this information. Did we lose him?
I think the breaking news kind of drowns him out. And he's always done with the how by the time the breaking news...
This is the second episode. What do you mean always? Is he howling? I don't think they can hear him. Well, you know what that means. If Sparky howls, we all howl. I didn't have a camera on.
We interrupt this broadcast.
Poor Sparks. We gotta get him a seat at the bar down here.
Oh, gosh. He'd love that.
He would. He would jump right up on a stool and everything.
He's done it.
He has done it.
At a bar.
At a cash cab rap party.
Well, no, that was just after one night.
Oh, I thought it was at the end, like the last night.
No, it was just when just four of us went out after.
Oh, but I thought it was the last night of, not a rap party, but like the last night of the season. It doesn't matter. It's at the bar that played the worst music ever. Oh, my God. We complained to the bartender. He just kept playing his own playlist. It's all this, like, genera rock. We're like, dude, are we at the grocery store? Like, what are you doing? He's like, I just love this stuff, and I'm keeping it on. I'm like, ah. If there was another bar within 10 blocks, there wasn't. That was the only place that was open. Like, and he knew it. He's like, I'm playing what I want to play.
Yeah, and it was like a Thursday night. So.
Yeah, and Emma brought Sparky to the bar. She was like, yeah, we'll just bring him. And I was like, what? You need to bring your dog to a bar? You don't do that.
We'll ask the bartender.
And she was like, yeah, why not?
See if they mind.
And they totally didn't mind, and Sparky came to the freaking bar with us.
You learn some things being a bartender. People would come in sometimes and be like, come to the end of the bar near the door and be like, do you mind if I bring my dog in? And I'm like,
you'd be
no,
like, how many legs does it have? That's a very inside joke. There was a three-legged dog that used to hang out at the bar that Emma worked at.
What
was her name? It's Mitchell's dog, right?
Is it Matt? No, was it Maggie?
Maggie? Daisy?
Gosh.
There was a three-legged dog. And I think a three-legged dog is an amazing thing. Because they're just like, whatevs, I'm good. They don't have what a, you know. I mean, granted, they have three left, so which is still one more than we had to begin with. So it's a different thing. But, like, just the dog that just maintains the happy-go-lucky spirit and playfulness when it has three legs.
Yeah.
And plus, you get the dog for 25% off. Ooh!
It took her forever to get, like, from the bar across the street, like, where she hung out most of the time. To our bar.
To get across to Antarctica?
Yeah, such a long...
It's funny, we're saying it like she just would go to these places on her own.
Yeah,
she used to hang out in there. But so Sparky came to the bar with us after a shoot day. And when I was like, you can't bring a dog to the bar or whatever. And he came in and he jumped right up and sat down on a bar stool. So he was like...
Yeah, he was eyeing it up like, for a long time.
He was like, doing, clunk. And just like sat like he was sit on the floor.
Yeah.
And it was like he was just like, hey guys.
Like, he just perched.
Yeah, just perched right up there. And so he was like pretty high up. He, you know, he was just like sitting with us.
Yeah, he was just like this.
Hilarious.
My eye on the bar. So funny.
I'll tell you what, folks, at the very least, we'll get him in here and we'll do an interview with him one day to see how he feels about all this stuff. We'll put him on a bar stool. What else were you going to say about it? You probably remember some aspect of that story that I do not.
No, I was just going to say that Daisy or Maggie or whatever, I cannot remember her name right now, but...
Dog.
She was just so happy. Like, take her forever, but she'd get there and she'd just be wagging her tail. And
right. Yeah, she wasn't like, oh my God, it took me so long. She was just like, hey. Yeah, we gotta like somehow figure that out.
Yeah.
How the dogs managed to do that.
Yeah, but everybody would be like, oh, do you mind if I bring the dog in? And I would always be like, no, I live in Manhattan. I never get to, like,
bring the dog
play
in.
With a dog or an animal, like, unless you have your own.
Dogs are the best.
So it was so great, and I'd always get the dog some water and stuff, and like, anytime, you know?
Yeah.
So happy to see
a
dog.
You drop it off. You go home. You leave the dog. It's you that we're worried about. We want the doggy dog.
Yeah.
Dogs are the best. They really are. They, you know, they're never, they're always happy to see you, right? No matter, like, everybody in your whole life could be mad at you. But your dog's like, hey! Unless there's someone better, you know, which is anyone that doesn't come to your house every day. And they're like, get out of the way! I gotta go see that new person. Especially if you're Kieran.
Yeah.
Because Kieran... And we do have a Kieran cam, everybody. Don't think we don't. You know we have one. Doesn't work, but we have one. Sorry, he's smiling all pretty, but we got to fix that layer set. We got a couple more layer sets. Every week we have a list of things to fix for the show, and we do about 85% of them and forget about 15.
But you guys spent...
There he is.
Nice.
There he is, Kieran.
I had to drag myself up a little bit.
Oh, yeah? You had to prop yourself up? Yeah. How are you normally sitting? You know what? I think this camera location is better for your posture.
Yes. It'll make me feel taller.
I think it sucks to sit on that hard wooden bench for a very long time. In fact, I'm sure of it.
It does, but you get used to it.
I have spent hours on that thing, crooked, trying to get everything right. So, yeah, things are not functioning perfectly yet, but they are better, mm-hmm. better than they have been.
And I'm sure.
The layer sets all need to not, they need to shut off this shot. I know you know. Okay, cool. He's on it. Kieran's the new tech guy, everybody. The old tech guy, what an asshole. And he was only here when I wasn't here. I don't know. Like, if I was around, he would never show up. But I think maybe.
Yeah, he's sly like that.
Did you fix your layer set?
I just brought it below you.
Oh, okay, cool. That's right. You don't have to switch to it. Anyway, that's Kieran, who's been a big help. He comes in once a week, and I tell him 5,000 things in 20 minutes. And I'm like, bring up the test streams. But we're getting there. We're getting there, and we're getting there. And we are now 40 minutes into the show, which I can't believe.
Wow.
I think it's great. It's been fun. I hope you guys are enjoying these. Let's do another drive-by real quick, which we're going to have the same problem again. So maybe you hit it, or just I'll hit it and you... Hey, here's Emma, everyone. Look, it's Emma.
I would just go black.
Hey, guys.
Isn't she pretty?
Black, then.
While they're figuring that out, if you guys have questions for Ben, for the viewer questions for next week, just leave them in the comments for the show on YouTube, and I will select from them. I still have a few more. Do you want another question?
We could do another question.
Okay.
You gotta let this thing play out. We watched this like 100 times. You're just like, oh, it's such a great graphic. We loved it. All right, another viewer question. That's a question from someone who is viewing or who has viewed.
Have you ever had a sneeze attack during a stand-up bit or whilst filming Cash Cab?
Have I? All right, who is this?
Elizabeth Fay.
Elizabeth Fay. I have a question for you.
Fay or Fahey? I'm not.
How do you spell it?
Fahey.
There's a H in it?
Yeah.
That letter doesn't exist in the American alphabet. A H. That's like four letters. I think that's Fahey.
Right.
Wait, is it?
Because I had a friend at school who was Fay.
What is it? Fay hyphen Heeee? Because that, I think, would be pronounced Fahey.
Elizabeth.
She knows Elizabeth.
This is from Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. What's your question? What was it again?
It was, have you ever had a sneeze attack during a stand-up bit or whilst filming Cash Cab?
Okay, I have a question for you, Elizabeth.
I wonder if she's watching tonight. Oh, she's on.
What is a sneeze attack? I don't think I've ever had a sneeze. When you just suddenly can't stop sneezing?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I never had one of those. Okay, but this was induced. My buddy and I, we wanted to try chewing tobacco when we were like 12 or 13, and we couldn't buy it. So I'm coming clean here. I think the statute of limitations is up, so we stole it. we ran like a little thing, and we ended up like trying to snatch a thing of chewing tobacco, and instead we got a tin of what we thought was going to be chewing tobacco. Turned out to be snuff.
Oh, my God.
Which you're supposed to, like, and
yeah,
just, like, snort a tiny little bit into your nose for who knows what reason. But it's super fine, right? And we were like, oh. So we realized when we opened it was super fine. And we were like, oh, let's put it in our, you know.
Oh, God.
In our cheek, like chewing tobacco. Wow. Like the men we wish we were. And we put it in there and we were like, oh, God. It's like a powder. It's so finely ground. It's like powder, right? So then we read the thing and we're like, okay. We're both just drooling and sweating at it, reading the thing. All right, so nope, it's snuff. You're supposed to snort it in your nose. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. And my buddy, Billy, is like, he's like, I'll do it. And he's like, snorted one on each side, and then he sneezed like 16 times in like a minute and a half.
He just could not stop sneezing. He was on the ground, writhing around, sneezing over and over. And I was watching him and laughing uncontrollably. And then I was like, my turn. So, because I was 14 or whatever. And I was like, there's no way I'm not doing that.
This is great entertainment.
So I did it. And then I sneezed about 1,000 times.
Oh, my God.
And we laughed. We laughed about it for hours and weeks and months, you know. Like, oh, we laughed about it last time I saw him, actually.
Really?
Like, oh, my God, we're such idiots. So the answer is no, never during a stand-up bit or during the filming of Cash Cab. I've only had one sneeze attack.
Yeah.
And I brought it on myself. That's a good question. I enjoyed that question. Oh, and the little crackle came back. Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Right after I hit a logo.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Right after I...
Do you think that's...
I turned on the logo there and it came up. That's interesting.
But the logo wouldn't have been up when you were... Does the logo go up when you're doing stand-up?
A logo goes up.
A logo?
Something. There's that's something that's
yeah,
on the box here.
Be,
oh, no. I hope it's not the Stream Deck. We are in serious trouble if it's the Stream Deck.
Oh, bomb.
I don't know what we're going to do. I know exactly what we'll do. Okay. Well, maybe it is. Whatever it is, I want to find out what it is. So maybe it's this thing, maybe it isn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that definitely, like, we were crackle-free for a little while.
Yeah.
And then I put the logo up and crackle, crackle. You heard it. You heard it. Everybody heard it. It's still there. It's still crackling at me. Knock it off. Don't crackle back, you son of a. So what we're going to do, we're going to do something. We're going to go black screen and drive by. Cash Cab drive by, folks. You know what that means. Read the words on the screen. It means it's time for you to drink your drink. This is when we all take a sip of our beverage. Whatever you're drinking, I don't care what it is. It might be motor oil, for all I know. Take a sip of it. Have a toast. And this is extended. This is like the extended flyby taxi remix because you guys asked for it. You're like, we need time to get our drink sorted out. And you know what? This is a pretty fun little groove. If I'm being totally honest, that's a pretty kick-ass little groove right there. I really like that one.
Nice.
Not that I like that kind of music. It's not really my thing, but, you know, I think it's kind of cool. I feel like it's kind of cool. So, yeah, guys, I hope you're having a good time here. This is episode number 2 of The Big News Show.
Mm-hmm.
As I displayed before, I have some stand-up dates coming up. Why not mention those again real quick? I'm going to be in Oklahoma City, man. If you guys are in the Oklahoma City area, come to Bricktown Comedy Club and see me do some live stand-up on February 4th and 5th. Then I'll be at the Funny Bone at St. Louis on the 18th and 19th, the Shore Club in Spring Lake Heights, New Jersey on the 26th. If you're interested in that one, sit tight and we'll have a place for you to get tickets. If you guys want to buy tickets to these things, there's a very easy place for you to go. And it's my website. And as you can see, they are all listed there right on the
cool. On
the site. And there's a link there to the tickets, you guys. So I try to make it very clear. Like, so each ticket link says specifically which dates it's for. Because I was like, they're all a little bit close to each other. Look, here, Karen's scrolling down. And you can see, oh, that's the one I was forgetting, Zany's. I'm going to be at Zany's, this great little club in downtown Chicago, and it's only like 150 people or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to do a bunch of shows like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday there. It's a great little venue. It's been there forever. It's not a place I would do anymore just because it's a smaller club, but like I just want to do a bunch of shows. So I called those guys, and I like the place, so... and then there's another club, Zany's Rosemont, which is about 15 miles away up toward O'Hare. I'm doing both of those in a row. Then the DC Comedy Loft in July. And then Ridley's, that's July 28th to 30th. And then Ridley's, Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle in Royal Oak, Michigan, which I'm looking forward to because I love it there.
Nice.
And that's not till November, November 11th and 12th. And I've got more dates coming in, you guys. So, like, this calendar is going to fill up. Hopefully, you guys can make it out to a show. Let me flip this back around. And look, it's the Shopify page. This is Ben Bailey Comedy on Shopify. If you guys go to Ben Bailey Comedy on Shopify, which would be fantastic if you did. We've got a bunch of Big News Show merch on there. We got mugs and magnets and T-shirts and hoodies and bags and hats that make you look like you smell something bad, but you don't know where it came from. We have a new random item on there that's a T-shirt that says, "Your T-shirt killed my life." Just because someone said that to me, and we thought it was pretty funny, so we made a T-shirt out of it. Any of these items, you guys, they support us in producing this show for you, and a percentage of what you spend on Ben Bailey Comedy on Shopify goes to Share Our Strength, which is No Kid Hungry affiliate and a great program for taking food that's not eaten in restaurants and things and getting it to people in the same area that need food.
Mm.
It's an amazing thing. So check that out, you guys. If you would like to do something nice for people, you can do that. You can buy a cool thing that says The Big News Show with Ben Bailey on it, and that will support us, and we would love that. And then you're also making a donation when you do that. So please do this for us. Thank you very much. And now, it's weird, it's wild, it's wacky, it's Wednesday, it's the world. It's Emma's Weird, Wild, Wacky Wednesday Weekly World News.
Wow.
Right?
That is quite a mouthful.
Yeah, a lot of W's. And I just got another beer. Thanks, buddy.
Nice.
Pretty good service around here.
All right.
Cheers, baby.
So, cheers. Gotta drink this watermelon juice fast. Sorry, yeah, I didn't mean to make you spit out your beer there.
Take it easy on the watermelon juice, babe. You're driving. Oh, wait, we live here.
Yeah. All right. I can treat myself then.
Yeah. Hammer that shit, man.
It is a treat for me. Like, I don't drink it all the time. It's just for migraines.
Yeah, just when you have a migraine. Which is what you want when you're doing a live broadcast and a radio show. Yeah. You want your head to be in pain before you put the headphones on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they squeeze the head a little bit.
Yeah, they're a little squeezy.
Anyway, but...
they don't squeeze your butt.
Thank goodness for pharmaceuticals helping me get through tonight.
Big Pharma, would you like to advertise your ad here? Watermelon juice advertising on the show. It's the Weird, Wacky Wednesday Weekly Weird, Wild News.
So this story is from China.
Excellent. I love the ones from China.
It's about a woman in Zhengzhou.
Zhengzhou, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, wow. I think that's was perfectly pronounced there, babe.
Really?
I think so.
Cool.
But, you know, I don't know.
Okay, she says, "I'm getting old now. My family introduced me to 10 matches." So she apparently was getting to a certain age where her family thought that she should...
she should be finding a
She should
a
be
partner.
Settling down, yeah.
Wow. How old is she? I'm afraid to ask how old she is.
It doesn't
say.
She didn't say.
Oh, okay.
She didn't look very old.
She's like 11. I'm like, okay, China? Come on.
Well, I think, you know, now they're at the point where there's a shortage of women.
Right.
Yeah, they're like, okay, you can't just be single. You need to settle
I'm sorry
down.
To say this, China, but I wonder how that happened.
Yeah. It's an interesting situation.
Jeez, man. Okay, so do we have a clip? Do we have a video for this?
Yes, but before we get to that.
Before we get to the video. Okay,
so her family set her up on 10 dates.
10 dates?
Yep.
In a row? Like, sorry, I don't know. I know I'm asking you questions that you don't have the answer to sometimes, but I'm curious about certain things, and I feel like maybe some of the people watching are as well. So I voice those curiosities.
Okay. What I know is that by the fifth date, the guy wanted to show off his cooking skills.
Okay.
A way to distinguish himself from the other dates, I imagine.
Okay. So this is the first date with the fifth guy.
Yes.
Okay.
So he invited her over to his place so he could cook a meal for her.
Right.
And, you know, normally you wouldn't go to a guy's house on the first date.
I wouldn't.
Because it could be. But you know.
Especially if his name was Emil. You're cooking Emil? Does Emil know about this? Okay, so fifth.
But she was set up by her parents, so her parents know him, so it's, you know.
Right, so there's some
safety factor there.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so she goes over to, he's cooking to impress her, date yeah. number five.
But while she was having the meal, a quarantine came in.
Oh, no.
Where they were. It was very swift and sudden. And in China, when they do these lockdowns, they're just immediate. They get announced and that's it. So.
So now they're married? Oh, my God. So she, like, couldn't leave.
So she couldn't leave. She
and he's a horrible cook.
To stay with him.
And, oh, my God. That's crazy.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe, like, if. She traveled to get this. So I don't know. Maybe if she'd been in her own province.
Oh, right. There was some distance.
She could have gone home.
Between.
I don't know. But she didn't have that option. She had to stay in the area. So she had to stay with him. So she's at his house. She's on a blind date. And all of a sudden, she's living with him for 4 days.
4 days. It was four. I was going to say, how long? By the way, that's not long enough for a quarantine. But you can still have and not be showing symptoms. Blah, blah, blah. But wow, 4 days she just
right, but it was,
she goes to dinner. She reluctantly goes to dinner with with bachelor number five. She has to like, in theory, board a train at least. Yeah. Granted, it's China, so it's probably like a really fast train.
Yeah,
but she has to travel, and she gets there,
and
she has to live there with
the
guy.
She's locked down and
quarantined. I mean, that's like trial by fire for a relationship. If you make it through that, you might be like, you know what? Maybe we could do this. Here's a list of shit that you did in the last 4 days that annoyed me no end. But so what happened?
Yeah. So Kieran, if you want to show the video.
Oh, okay.
So she started like
it's
posting
right over your face. Hold on.
That's
now.
All right.
Hold on now.
Okay. There. So she started posting about it on, this is a Chinese version of TikTok. They have, well, it is TikTok, but they have a different name for their,
oh, okay.
for their domestic. And she just started, you know, documenting her stay there. Thankfully, she said he wasn't a very good cook in the end. Like, or he was a mediocre cook.
Yikes.
But at least he did want to cook for her.
Again, so this is just her. I can't tell what it is. We have like a picture in a picture in a picture. It's the smallest.
And now this is another one of like she's made of the date. He brought her flowers when he picked her up. And
well, that's very nice.
You know, that's the room she was staying in. And yeah, and cooked for her. And
4 days. Can you imagine that? Think of your worst first date ever. And you're like, all right, I'm going to go. And they're like, nope. Nope. You're actually not until Friday. You're Thursday afternoon you can go
but
home.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know whether they got an end time, but so often you don't with these, like, lockdowns and stuff. But
I wonder how often that's happened and how many, like, you know, now there's going to be, like, lockdown babies. You know, like, babies born of situation where people were stuck together. And after a while, they're like, what should we do? Oh, yeah. I don't know. You are a man, I'm a woman. What shall we do? We're stuck in this room for days.
You think in China or other?
I'm thinking all around. I mean, people be stuck in situations, would have been, over the last couple of years, I would think,
yeah,
where
yeah.
you can't go back.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so anyway, this totally went viral, and everybody was very interested in what's going on.
All sorts of questions.
Yeah.
What did he make for dinner?
Yeah, apparently.
Did you have to share a bathroom? The important stuff.
Apparently, she enjoyed the attention, but it wasn't very fair to him, so she ended up taking down the posts. But someone reposted that stuff, so it was able to grab.
And we were like, fine, that's okay. We'll use it anyway. Take that. Boom! Nice, babe. That's the weekly weird, wild, wacky Wednesday world news.
Mm-hmm.
With the lovely and talented Miss Emma Gleason. Yeah, we're going to play the graphic twice.
Next week on Weird, Wacky, Wild Weekly Wednesday News.
Oh, you know what? I came up with a lead-in that we could record. It was like, it's the Weird, Wild, Wacky Wednesday Weekly World News.
crackle.
I heard a little crackle on that one, too. So you have, wait, you were going to preview next week's Weird Wacky.
No, I was just being silly.
Oh, okay.
I mean, but I
How dare
I
had, you? That's my job.
I had so many good stories. I was choosing between, like, more than six of them. I was
crackle back.
So.
Sounds like a type of bacon.
But there'll be
crackle back bacon.
There'll be new ones next week as well.
Oh, so. And there'll be crackle too. Damn it. Maybe Vic's logo will make it go away. Because it made it come the first time, maybe. Nope, still there. It's the Weird, Wild, Wacky Wednesday Weekly World News. You know, we haven't done this yet on today's episode, so I think we should hit warp speed at least once. I have to admit, I have to admit, I feel a little silly standing there doing that.
Really?
Why would you feel silly? I don't know. But we should blow it up at the end. But I feel like I've kind of been all over the blow it up button tonight. So, I don't know if we will. But this has been really fun, you guys. I can't believe we're already an hour in. We're going to do our best to figure out what's causing this crackling for next week. I feel that sometimes I want to clear my throat to get rid of it. It doesn't make any sense, but I just want to be like, ahem. Okay, there we go.
Maybe you just need a little snuff.
Maybe I need a little snuff, and I need to have the second sneeze attack of my life.
Oh, that is not something I checked out. It's a indent in the Scandinavian countries. It's more popular.
Snuff?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, sneeze attacks?
No.
I thought you researched sneeze attacks. You're like, yeah, it happens where her name lives all the time.
But yeah, I'd never tried it.
I would not recommend it.
I did, however.
I don't know what purpose it could possibly serve. Like, if you were like using it the way we probably did is like we snorted way too much.
Probably.
Like, I think you just take a tiny little. But what does it
but
do
I
for you?
I don't know. I mean, at the same time, like when people have their first drag of a cigarette, typically they have a coughing fit. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So it's just another dumb thing that people do to themselves that they shouldn't for no good reason at all.
Because they're bored.
I was on the way to a gig in Holland, and we were all in this van, and the guy driving us, a guy named Gijs. It's always fun to really enunciate that.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, if I were to smoke, would anyone have a horrible problem? And we were like, yeah, you would. And it just fits so perfectly well that it stuck with me. I hope he's quit. I hope he's quit since then. I think we'll do one more drive-by, folks. Take a drink of your drink. It's time for you to drink your drink. Cash Cab Drive-By, that's a portion of the show where we take sips of our beverages and toast each other and say, cheers, big ears. Same goes, big nose. I remembered it. I secretly think that I inspired the expression cheers, big ears, so that the appropriate response could be given, same goes, big nose. Because I've got one of those. But I'm proud of it. I used to be ashamed, and now I wear it like a crown. If you could have a crown in the middle of your face.
You wear it like a big nose?
I wear it like a...
It's a distinguished nose.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll take any euphemistic descriptive term for my nose.
I wasn't going with a euphemism there.
It's distinguished. It's... It's bloody huge.
No, it goes with your face.
It does. Luckily, I have a huge head as well.
Yeah.
This nose on anyone with a smaller head, trouble. You would have to use straws.
But who?
The only way you could ever get to a beverage. What were you going to say?
Who likes their nose?
Like, who likes their nose?
Yeah, like I don't think.
I don't know.
So few people.
I like my nose. What am I saying? I like my nose.
Cool.
I wouldn't change a thing about it.
Good.
It might smell a little better. I might change that about it. Imagine if your nose smelled bad. What would you do? I can't get rid of this smell. I think maybe it's your nose, mate. I think you're right. It is my nose. Folks, we're getting near the end of the show, and you know what that means. It's time for Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Pretty expert timing.
Kieran says pretty expert timing, and that's because he knows that I couldn't see it, or I couldn't hear it, so I was just going by remembering it, which luckily I remember it well. I made all these things for the show, and I love them. I didn't realize how much fun I have making these little videos and graphics and stuff, man. So I hope you guys are enjoying them as much as I enjoyed them when I was making them. That Sunday, Sunday, Sunday shit is killer! I love it! So Sunday, 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 guys, if you don't know what that is, to those of you who are tuning in and going, dude, it's Wednesday. We used to do the show on Sunday nights, and we developed this segment, which we really loved, called Sunday, 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 where we celebrate the bizarre, awkward, weird holidays of that day. And there are always quite a few. So Wednesday is Sunday, not just at Carvel Ice Cream Stores, but here on the Big News Show. Wednesday is Sunday. And it's time for Sunday, Sunday. Do you have Sunday, Sunday, Sunday? Do you have it's someday on Sunday? Do you have some holidays, babe? While I can still talk a little bit.
Only if you say Sunday one more time.
Sunday, 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 Sunday.
Thank you. All right. So we have National Answer Your Cat's Questions Day.
No, I refuse to participate. That little asshole. Oh, shit.
No. Don't we want to hear him? I stopped already.
Did he howl or did he just bark? He is such a barker these days.
I heard a howl. Anyway,
breaking news. Sparky has been howling.
Sparky doesn't like us answering our cat's questions.
Mention a cat on the show and the dog goes hog wild. Dog wild. Sparky has this just in. Sparky has gone dog wild. And Emma's got a. That's why. That's what's making Sparky so upset.
I figured I needed to bring the cat out for the segment.
I feel like the cat is welcome, is a good addition to this part. We got a good feedback on the cat.
If you're wondering, if you don't know about the cat, you have to watch last week's show to hear all about that.
Yes, watch last week's show and you'll hear where this cat. This cat is a movie star, although it slept on the job. So, National Answer Your Cat's Questions Day.
Yes.
Okay. I feel like there's a certain percentage of people. I feel like there's a certain percentage of people watching that are like, okay, I'll answer, you know.
Yeah, of
usually course. I ignore that little bastard. But I'll answer, today I'll answer the cat's questions.
I feel like cats don't actually have questions. They just have demands.
Yep, demands or answers. That's a good
right.
point.
Right, yeah. Yes, yeah.
Cat's questions are like demands in disguise. Like, when do you think you're getting around to feeding me? That's what that cat meant.
That's Sparky's like,
do you think the fucking dog is going to be here forever?
Would you notice if I knocked the dog off?
You think I like shitting in a box in the hallway? Answer your cat's questions today, okay?
All right. I think we got that one covered.
Yes, I think I'll remember that one at least.
All right.
Answer your cat's questions day, if you want to.
All right. And then we have measure your feet day.
Oh, that made the cat purr. Measure your feet day. Now, most people know how, like, if there's one part of your, if there's two parts of your body that you know how long they are. Your feet are one of those parts, right? I feel like people know how big. Why are we measuring our feet? Is there some sort of a reason behind this? What is there any explanation of Measure Your Feet Day? Like I know that I have a size 13 foot.
Right.
I feel like most people could name their shoe size. What are we measuring for? Is it for girth?
What's the other part?
obviously, it's... I mean, it's pretty obvious, babe. The neck. It's your neck. What were you thinking?
I always find it... I found it funny when I would go, like, for auditions or for, like, casting calls. And they would have... What?
I just pictured you walking into an audition and them going, how big is your dick? I'm like, you're right, that is funny. You look just right for this, but...
Oh, my God.
So, okay, what were you going to say?
Oh, God. Well, not for auditions, but more for casting calls. They would have,
right,
like, a form for you to fill out, and they'd want to know,
right,
your dress size and your measurements.
Yeah, you do your own kind of slate on the form, yeah. And then they ask you again when you go in.
No, but not, I mean, like, you know, it would be an old-fashioned thing that they would have, and they would ask about your hat size and your glove size and sorts of things.
Right.
You would get that for auditions, too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or it would be sent ahead. Right. I had people. I'm just kidding. But yeah, that stuff's all in there. In theory, it's so that if they cast you, they will have all your wardrobe info already.
Right.
But you always end up supplying that anyway.
Yeah. But it was like, you know.
It is kind of funny.
So often.
Hat size?
In what? There. And I was like, you know, this is like, it's a commercial for cat food. Like, why you need to know my hat size?
Right,
or my, like,
right.
It would always be like completely unrelated.
Commercial,
like,
auditions are brutal, man.
Yeah.
I had plenty of those. I remember one of them, it was like, you're supposed to be, you go up to a vending machine, you put your dollar in, you push the button, and money just starts coming out of the bottom. And I'm like, okay. So I go up and I pretend to put it in and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
I put it in again. Finally goes in and money starts pouring out. I'm like, yeah. I start dancing around. They're like, no, you don't get excited about it. Oh, wait. What?
I think you might let people know if that was.
Well, I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do then? They're like, just react as though what you bought came out. I'm like, well, then why don't you just say that in the.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes I would go in and do an audition for a commercial or whatever, and then you're done with the dialogue, and no one has said anything, and you realize it's because no one in the room is listening or paying attention to what you did.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Like, oh, my God, this is
wow.
brutal. You guys realize this is my whole day. This is the hope of... This is the part of my day that's hopeful, and you guys are shitting on it.
Yeah, I spent the last 48 hours since I got the sides preparing for this and memorizing
Yeah,
this.
I was just at home going like... No, you're not excited. You're not excited. But money is pouring out of the machine. Yeah, but you don't care. Okay. One time I burped in an audition. It was a commercial for like Doritos or something. I burped in the audition for the ad, and they used it. The guy when the commercial came out, the dude burped the same spot where I burped. I'm like, I technically wrote that burp.
Wow. Wow.
Those auditions are, man, I have 1,000 audition stories.
Yeah.
I think, could you turn the cat? The cat is purring through. People are going to think it's an audio issue. It's just a nosy, bloody cat making demands. Here's my question. When are you going to fucking feed me again? I went to one audition for a voiceover, and no lie, the breakdown on the wall said, we're looking for someone who has a voice like comedian Ben Bailey. And I didn't get it.
Wow.
What?
I was like, I'm the guy in your description. And how did I not get the... They're like, yeah, well, the part that wasn't there that you didn't see was like Ben Bailey, but not Ben Bailey. No one ever said that, but that's the fun part to write in. Mm-hmm. But so, okay, let's get back to our holidays.
Kitty, stop drinking the watermelon juice.
Can we turn the cat off?
Sorry, put it on mute, but...
I want him to stop me talking and moving, and he's stressing me out, that cat.
Mute doesn't mean it doesn't purr, apparently.
Ah, the crackle is really making me mad.
Just pretend it's the cat.
Okay, I will. Oh, listen to that cat purr.
Okay.
So annoying, man. We will get to the bottom of it, you guys. I'm sorry that it's still happening. We will figure it out and get through it.
Just so you know, even though it might be annoying for people at home, it is going to be a lot more annoying for Ben and Kieran because they spent hours in here today prepping for this.
Yeah, I've spent hours in here every day for the last, you know. I love it in here. It's not, I'm not complaining, but the point is we're trying really hard to make this right.
Right.
We just can't figure out what's causing it yet, but we will. We will.
The show ended.
I have some ideas. We're going to separate some equipment in case these things are interfering with each other. We're gonna do what we can do.
But the show ended last week. Kieran went home. I went to bed. Ben came back down here and worked for hours.
Yes, I did.
And then every other night since.
Yeah, except last night. I was like, I'm not working in the room. Last night I decided. I feel like if I can get loud enough, it'll go away.
God.
Go away! What are you? Get out! God, it makes me mad. All right. What other holidays? Answer your cat's questions. Kill the crackle in its sleep.
Measure your feet day.
Measure your feet day.
So it's about foot health.
That's fantastic. Okay, foot health.
And paying attention to your feet. And they say few people know their true shoe size.
Wait a minute. But really? I just don't see how that could possibly be true.
And this means that most people's shoes are either too tight or too loose. But honestly, really?
Kieran, what size shoe do you wear?
10.5.
10.5. No hesitation.
Yeah.
Babe, what size do you wear?
I'm a 9.
I'm a 13.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? I mean, kids maybe. But like, I don't know if I buy that. But I don't care. I'm still willing to celebrate. I mean, I'll measure my feet. I'll measure them twice. I don't care. Twice each. I mean, 4 total.
But they think that the tradition is an ancient tradition from Iceland. That maybe that's where it came from.
Oh, it's a Viking thing. Now I get it.
I think in Iceland, in the spring,
but everyone's feet are smaller in Iceland.
They've been sitting inside, like hiding out from the winter for months and months on end. There's
just
nothing
measuring
to
their
do.
Feet.
Start measuring their feet.
What should we do, Jorg? I don't know. Let's measure our feet again. Let's measure them on the ice and measure them off the ice. I've never been to Iceland. I've heard it's an amazing and beautiful place. And it's fun to say Reykjavik, whether you've ever been there or not.
Yeah. But yeah, they're saying
National Measure Your Feet Day. Cats, answer the cats, measure your feet.
That was their way of celebrating.
There's a little more history there.
When storms came. Yeah.
All right, everyone. Looks like
Icelandic
rain.
Natives would run into their huts and celebrate the arrival of storms by measuring their feet in pairs. So, as I said.
What?
They had very long, cold winters, and by the end of it, I think...
Oh, the rain is coming. Quick.
Could you imagine?
Get inside and measure your feet. What?
Oh, man.
Oh, I love it. I love it, though.
Could you imagine? I mean...
I am imagining.
We're feeling a bit stir-crazy here now.
Yeah.
But, whew.
But, yeah, we're not quite to that level. We measured our hands one day. It's not true. We didn't. All right. So what else? What else have we got?
Okay. And then we have National Tin Can Day.
Tin Can Day. Yeah. I love a nice tin can. Not really. I don't. That sounded very believable. You know what I like about tin cans is shooting them down. They're great for target shooting. Ping.
Have you honestly ever done that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Are you kidding? I had a great childhood. I had a beer can collection, and we go out looking for beer cans.
Yeah.
And we would find them. Never once did we go out looking for beer cans and not find any beer cans, which is a little weird because we were in a residential neighborhood where people weren't just throwing trash on the street all the time.
Where would you look?
We'd walk through the woods. We'd walk around, you know, any place. We'd just walk around the area.
Yeah.
Not all the woods. Some of it was fields. Where the houses were built, there had been a farm there. Previously, for a long time, 100 years or something. So we'd often find interesting stuff that was left from when it was a farm. But yeah, we collected beer cans, and then you get doubles, and you don't want doubles. You just want one of each, right? So your doubles, you're going to do something with them. So you line them up and throw rocks at them or shoot them with a BB gun or a slingshot. Or
okay.
It's great fun. So I did it a lot. I did a
so
lot of
So not a
that.
Gun gun.
No, like a pellet gun, right, like a BB
okay.
gun.
Okay. All right.
That's what I love about tin cans.
I like shooting them on the Wii game.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly.
Fun. We used to
Tin
do that.
Can Alley or whatever.
Yeah.
No, it's Tin Pan Alley. That's totally unrelated. Am I right? But usually if there's a shooting gallery, like if you go to an amusement park and there's a shooting gallery of sorts, there's tin cans to knock down, right?
But you're shooting real things at them?
Yeah.
Oh.
Pellets. Or sometimes it's not real. It's like automated.
Yeah,
and they have a,
that's the only ones I know.
They have like a, you know, a fake target. You get your light on them and pa-pang.
Yeah.
It's a sound effect plays them, and they fall down and then they pop back up. Those are the fancy ones. They're automated.
Right.
But I believe the originals were real tin cans you'd shoot down with a BB gun.
Mm-hmm.
So what aspect of tin cans are we supposed to be?
When I went to Grundy's as a kid.
Grundy's?
Yeah. I just had to say Grundy's because it's the funniest name.
It's a pretty funny name. It means something. Grundy is something here.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's like a terrible, super, like, it's a wedgie. It's like a, if you pull if you give someone a wedgie and you pull the underwear strap up over their top of their head. That's that's called a Grundy.
Grundy's
a full Grundy.
Grundy's is slang for undies in Australia, so similar thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. But so the place.
It was called Grundy's.
It was called Grundy's?
Yeah.
And what was it?
It was like an arcade, I guess.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. that's interesting.
When we went on holidays to Queensland.
Right.
Yeah, it was at the Gold Coast. And yeah, there was fun games and things like that.
Grundy's. Let's go to Grundy's.
Yeah.
And it means underwear. So you're kind of, everyone's already kind of giggling before you even go in.
Yeah. I don't know. I just...
What aspect of tin cans are we meant to be celebrating today?
Just how amazing they are. That
I think we can all agree.
Like it was a revolution in food storage when tin cans were invented in.
You just reminded me of something that we haven't done yet. We almost stopped. We almost finished the show without doing it. But we're not going to do that. We are going to do a movie quote. First, we're going to appreciate the movie quote graphic. And you just made me think of a really funny movie quote. All I know is he's a genius with food additives.
Oh, dear.
I think she says, he's about 6'2". He's a genius with food additives. And now I guess we can wait a minute. And if I don't know if anybody's watching comments, we'll see if people are going to take guesses at that.
YouTube and Facebook.
We almost forgot. I almost forgot about the movie quote. I tell you what, man, this new show format, it goes by quick. We're like an hour and 20-something in already, right? It's crazy. You can see how you know, I would always hear about podcasts, which I never really listened to.
Mm.
Nothing against them. I just, you know, I'm spending my time trying to do things that I want to do. I'm not really listening to stuff, anything. But so I never listen to many podcasts. But then you hear, like, they go, like, Rogan, and these guys go forever. Talk for hours. I kind of understand it because you just sort of get comfortable. You get into a groove and you start chatting, and then it's like, oh my God, we're an hour and 20 minutes in. What happened?
Yeah, that's crazy.
In a good way. I hope you guys think it's a good way. Has anyone guessed what that's from?
National Lampoon's Vacation.
Booyah!
Says Teresa Newman.
Teresa Newman, congratulations.
Well done.
But Teresa, congratulations. You have won. Anything on the Shopify site that you are willing to buy right now, you can have it. Congratulations. We don't have anything set up to give you a prize, but congratulations. Yes. And we need the actor and the character, I think. I think if you know the movie, you know both of those. No question about it. But
Marta Johnson Weller said National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation before that.
So yeah, nope, it's
not the Christmas.
It's not the Christmas one. It's the original.
Right, there you go.
After he jumps the family truckster off the end of the highway. It's a really funny part. The kid, he's like, you must have jumped that thing 50 feet, Dad. He's like, oh, that's nothing to be proud of, son. And then he turns away from him. He's like, 50 feet. And then there's a series of very funny parts. And then, you know, he's like, Russ, comes a time in every young boy's life when he becomes a man. I thought right now, you and I, you know, he's like shares a beer with the kid He's like, we'll share a beer and, you know, welcome to Matt. And he takes a little sip and he passes it to the kid and the kid just crushes it. Crumples again and hands it back to him. And he's like, oh, it's empty. There's a whole bunch of funny stuff in a row right
there. That's what people are referencing. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the scene. And then he has to wander across the desert and he gets the family has gone looking for him. By the time he gets somewhere, they're already there. And she's trying to tell the locals, give them a description of Mr. Clark W. Griswold. And she describes him as a genius with food additives. So that was just completely unhelpful to the local sheriff.
Nice.
Who's a little corrupt. But so, yeah, we got the movie quote in. Sorry to interrupt the Sunday. We have Measure Your Feet.
Yes.
We have Answer Your Cat's Questions. And we have...
National Tin Can Day.
National Tin Can Day. Let's do this. This weekend, you put your cat in a room, you sit down next to him, you ask him, have him ask you all the questions he ever wanted to ask you, to answer every one of those, because it's National Answer Your Cat's Question Day. Now, as soon as you're done with that, the two of you sit back, grab a measuring tape, and measure your feet. Try to think of the Vikings who had been in the winter all year. Measure your feet, because it's Measure Your Feet Day. And now I didn't get to the last one, and I'm still talking like this. Go out and shoot a tin can, or just drink a soda, because it's Tin Can Day.
I think I saved it with the blow up at the end. I'm so not used to the shortened form of the music because I was always trying to like drag it out to get through, and now I'm like, oh my god, it's over already. And honestly, I think I'm a little shot from all the prep and all the show, and I think that's going to be it, you guys. I hope you had a great time. I know we did. I'm going to put these dates up there one more time and remind you guys that I'm going to be in Oklahoma City. I'm going to be in St. Louis. I'm going to be in Chicago. I'm going to be in D.C. I'm probably going to be in Spokane and Indianapolis and Minneapolis. And I'm definitely going to be in Royal Oak, Michigan. I'm going to be out there on the road, you guys. So please come out. Get tickets. Come out. Laugh. We're going to laugh a lot.
People have a request.
People have a request?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what is it?
They want you to do one of your old things to close the show.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, oh, that's happening. That's happening already. I haven't told them, but I'll tell them now.
I was going to say, it was a pretty funny thing when I opened a package in the mail today.
Yeah.
So
last week, I totally forgot.
In the mail, from the mail.
Yes, it came from the mail. We got some eggs. A few people last week were like, hey, man, what happened to the juggling chickens? So this week I'm going to juggle chickens. I'm just going to juggle my chickens before they hatch.
Nice.
They say you don't count your chickens before they hatch, but nobody said anything about juggling. So I'm going to juggle some pre-hatched chickens here to bring us out. Thank you so much, you guys. This has been The Big News Show, Episode 2. And I think we have a thing that we do at the end of the show. Does anybody know about that? Here it is. Thanks, you guys. Hope you had a great time. Chickens before they hatch. Get it? Oh, yeah. Sparky the dog. You guys can come out. I'm actually successfully juggling. I don't know if you guys noticed that. Here's Kieran. Come on out, babe. Thanks, you guys. It's the Big News Show. Thanks so much. We had a great time. Hope you did, too. The things that it says are going to be on next week, I didn't change that, so it's going to say the same stuff from this week. Which is fine, because it's kind of the same stuff anyway. We still didn't do boxing bends. Oh my goodness. We're going to have that for you next week. No doubt about it. You're the juggler than the old ones. But still, I'm still not nailing it. Thanks a lot, you guys. Next week. I'm outside. Good night. That's it for the Big News Show.